Random House Audio presents McQueen of the Tumbling K, a dramatization of the short story by Louis L'Amour.
Ha! Get along! Ha!
Oh, there!
Ward McQueen, foreman of the Tumbling K Ranch, reined in his horse and squinted against the sun. Through the rising dust from the roundup going on below, he made out the shape of each one of his men. Salty sweat made his eyes smart, and he dabbed at them with the end of a bandana.
Go on. Go on.
Kim Sartain, astride a blood-red mount, was hazing a couple of rambunctious steers back into line. Bud Fox was walking his horse up the slope to where Ward waited, watching the drive.
Ooh, dusty.
You look all done in, Bud. You ready to call it quits?
Nah, I'm fine.
Well, it'll be supper time soon enough.
Say, Ward, you remember that brindle Ladino with the scarred left side?
You kidding? That's one old mossy horn I won't forget in a hurry.
We haven't seen hide nor hair of him.
Hmm. Oh, he's probably back in one of these canyons. Have you cleaned him out yet?
We have. Baldy and me both worked him, and no sign of that steer. Makes me mighty curious.
Yeah, I suppose you got a point.
You'd expect him to be right down there making trouble.
Ward was the foreman of the Tumbling K, and he felt a personal responsibility for every last head of Ruth Kermit's stock. He squinted into the sun again and spied Baldy Jackson turning his horse towards the hill, apparently on his way to join them. McQueen looked back at Bud Fox.
Missed any other stock since I've been gone?
Not many, but you can bet if that old crowbait is gone, some others went with him. He ramrods a good-sized herd all by himself.
Mm.
Baldy Jackson came up the last part of the slope, standing in the stirrups.
Whoa.
Then he settled back.